It made its limited release on Christmas Day and has garnered plenty of award buzz in addition to some controversy over its accuracy. Now the movie Selma arrives at dozens of theaters in our area today.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
Selma follows Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic voting rights march across Alabama in 1965. Lesser filmmakers would have crammed in the I Have a Dream speech of 63, the Civil Rights Act of 64, and King's assassination in 68. But director Ava DuVernay is disciplined in exploring a specific slice of history, using slow-motion violence, graceful crane shots, and recurring subtitles of J. Edgar Hoover's FBI wiretap. The film has sparked controversy for its harsh portrayal of LBJ, but it deserves credit for its balanced look at King, portrayed warts and all by David Oyelowo in a brilliant performance. Expect DuVernay to become the first African-American woman to earn an Oscar nomination for Best Director, and for Selma to give Birdman and Boyhood a run for their Best Picture money with a message of peaceful protest that offers lessons for all sides of the recent unrest in Ferguson and Brooklyn. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Selma 4 out of 4 stars.
Wow.